My dear brother scouts, I am 80 years old. What do you think of that? But I can't say that I feel very much older than some of you. As a boy, I was a sort of sea scout, and what I learnt then helped me ever afterwards in my life. I became a soldier and did war scouting, and jolly exciting it was. In the army, I learnt service. That is, doing your duty without asking the reason why, and being prepared to face danger, or even death, if need be, to carry out your duty. I did a good lot of traveling, which opened my eyes to other countries and other peoples and their ways. I played games and got healthy, and I did exploring and got lots of adventure. Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed my life, and though I had no money, except what I earned by my work, I got lots of pleasure, but after a time I found there was a difference between pleasure and happiness. You get pleasure by amusing yourself, by going to the cinema, or playing football, or eating a good dinner. Well, that's all pleasure. But that feeling of pleasure comes to an end when you finish your game or your dinner. Happiness is another thing. It is a joy which lasts with you always. And it comes largely not so much from amusing yourself as from doing good turns which help other people. 80 years may seem to you a long time, but in all my 80 years, I can't remember a time when I wasn't busy. And so long as you are busy, you can't help being cheerful. So if ever you find yourself without something to do, remember there are always lots of people wanting help. Old people, or infirm, or poor people, who would be only too glad of a helping hand. However poor or small you may be, you can always find someone worse off than yourself, either ill or old or crippled. If you go and help them and cheer them up, a funny thing happens. You find that by making others happy, you're making yourself all the happier too. I want you to have as long and jolly a life as I've had, and you can get it if you keep yourself healthy and helpful to others. I'll tell you my secret for this. I've always tried to carry out the Scout promise and the Scout law in all that I do. If you do that, you will make a success of your life and will have a very happy time, even if you live to be 80, like me. So now I ask you to repeat to yourself with me the Scout promise. Not like a parrot, but thinking of the meaning of every word as you say it. Now, half salute, and whisper after me.